sit or stand? What do you do?
He likes to stand with his knee on the chair.
Sometimes.
Like this?
Okay. Please, you don't have to do that. Rabbi Leibowitz doesn't need an introduction. I just every time I see Rabbi Leibowitz, I get such simcha, and someone who's really brought Torah to every part of the world. I've said this, I think he's maybe the biggest Maverick's Torah in the world.
All right.
Let's cut that out. Also, I don't know where he is, but he's also Charlie's uncle. He doesn't come today.
Yeah, Charlie doesn't come today.
Charlie doesn't come.
He's in big trouble.
He's in big trouble.
Okay.
I know he's doing a video with people.
What's he doing?
He's doing a little interview or a little.
He will never hear the end of it. I don't care what he's doing. He's going to hear it from me. Okay. This is going to cost his wife a really good cake and some calories. Okay. First of all, great to be with you. Bereshus Rav Willig Shlita. It is it's such an honor to be with you. When Rav Willig said it brings him simcha when he sees me, I think that's true of when he sees every Jew, no? You see, when Rav Willig greets somebody, the Sefer Panim Yafos is pretty much unparalleled amongst people that I know, at least. So what we're going to do is we're going to spend a little bit of time in halacha and then a little bit of time in hashkafa, okay? So we'll do about 10 minutes of each, let's say. So let's start with a dvar halacha. This dvar halacha started when I was in the car driving with my wife. My wife has made it my responsibility over the past few years to remind her to count Sfira every night, because it's happened on occasion where I forgot to remind her on the second night of Pesach, otherwise known as the first night of Sfira, that she's supposed to count Sfira, and she was out on the first night, like for like 5 years in a row at one point. So it became my responsibility to remind her to count Sfira. So we were driving in the car, and I said, oh, tonight's the whatever night it was of Sfira, the ninth night of Sfira, or the fourth night of whatever it was. And she said, Charlie's here. And she said, a lot of good that's going to do me now. I'm sitting down in the car. What am I supposed to do with that information? So I said, that's a pretty good response, meaning there is apparently a halacha, a minhag, a something that you're not supposed to do svira sitting down. So I want to talk about that a little bit. Why it is that we stand during svira? Is it just because we're standing for Aleinu anyway at the end of davening? We're standing for Kaddish at the end of davening anyway, so we just happen to be standing? You know, Rav Shechter used to ask guys just to see how much they pay attention to the words that they say, why it is that we stand for Kiddush Levana. So most people said, you stand for Kiddush Levana because you're outside and there are no chairs outside, so what else are you supposed to do? Same reason we stand at a chuppah probably, because they used to be that they did the chuppah whenever it was the largest place, the town square, and everyone was just standing because there were no chairs set up. Still that way in Eretz Yisrael in many places. So, but the real reason you stand for Kiddush Levana, of course, is? Okay. If we were only zocha to be mekabel pnei shechina once a month, dayom hilkach tzarich lemenu mu'umad. That's why we have to say it standing up. We say it in the Kiddush Levana itself. We say why we stand because if it's kabbalas pnei shechina, we're going to greet the shechina. So why is it that we stand during Sfiras HaOmer? So there is the Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Pei Tes. Bilel Sheni Achar Tfilas Arvis Maschilin Lispara Omer. The second night of Pesach after Mariv, you start Sfiras HaOmer. Mitzvah al kol echod ve echod lispor li atzmo vitzorich lispor mu'umad. So right away you see it's a halacha, right? The Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, you need to stand for Sfiras HaOmer, for the actual mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The Rambam ve'in monin ela mu'umad, that you can only count standing up. The Kesef Mishnah writes, and what's the basis of this? He says it's a pasuk, except it's not really a pasuk. Meaning, there's a Kabbalah mipi Rabbel Seinu, he says. We have some sort of tradition that va'asmachu akra, that we make an asmachta to a pasuk, dibekama karibe bikoma, that when it describes the omer and the kama, the standing grain of the omer, we read it as bikoma, that we should do svira sa omer, standing up. And that's the remez, that's the asmachta from which we learn that Sefiras HaOmer is supposed to be done standing up. This drasha does not appear in Shas, as far as I know. The Ritzkeus writes that it's Kabbalah Mipi Rabbi Seinu. This is just a tradition we have, that there is such an Asmachta, there's such a drasha. The Yerayim writes, drashas u'shamati v'layadati makoma. I heard of this drasha, I just have no idea where it is. It's like one of those things that everybody knows, but no one knows where it is. No one knows the source of it, right? There are those ironies in Judaism that some of the most famous Mamari Chazal, we have no idea if they were in fact Mamari Chazal. You know any examples of that? Something that's like a famous Mamari Chazal that we're not even sure if it's an existing Mamari Chazal. So the Jewish people were let out of Mitzrayim because we did three things, right? We didn't change our levush,
names,
and our language. There's no single, that's a collection of Mamari Chazal. There's no single Mamari Chazal that I know of, that actually collects all three of those things. Sometimes you have famous things that are, you know, Rav Yonason Sacks likes to say that there's a famous passage in Chazal, Kolo Omer Davar B'Shem Omro, Mevi Gu'ula Liolam. That if you say something in the name of the person who said it, so it's Mevi Gu'ula Liolam, brings redemption to the world. So he said, yeah, it says that. Who says that? Who says that, Maimar Chazal? So it's a true question. It appears twice, and it's a different person each time. But okay, so that's your homework to figure that out. But so this is a famous Maimar Chazal, but we don't know where it appears. But that's all about the actual mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer. However, it seems that the Rishonim take this a step further. The Rush writes in Parak Arve Pesachim that v'chi mevorchim, when you say a bracha on Sefiras HaOmer, mevorchim u'uman, you should say the bracha standing up. Why? The Tanur Rabbanan, Bekama Tachal Lispar, Al Tikri Bekama El Bekoma. That it's Bekama Tachal Lispar, Bekama, you stand up, you start to count. Don't read Bekama, but Bekoma. When you're standing up, you begin to count. So that's the drasha. But notice, the Rush is applying this drasha differently. Not why you stand for the mitzvah, but why you stand for what? For what? For the bracha, that for the bracha on the sphere you have to stand. That's what the Rush is saying. Very different than all the earlier sources. The Yerayim also says, Ve'ein mevarchin elam umad. You have to say a bracha standing up. The question is, what's the source for that? Meaning, the pasuk is not talking about the bracha. The pasuk, brachas are only come from the Rabbanan. Birchas mitzvos are all midrabbanan. It's a much later invention. The pasuk, even to the extent that you connect it to this pasuk, bekoma, that's about the mitzvah. Where do we ever find that the bracha has to be said standing up? Where did the Rush get this from? Where did the Urayim get this from? And people are makbid about this. My wife wouldn't count Svira in the car. She wouldn't say the bracha in the car either. Right? But they're makbid to stand for the bracha. Where does that come from? So it could be that it comes from the following. This is I'm going to give you the standard suggestion and then the problem with the standard suggestion. And then we'll leave it as a question as to what the proper suggestion should be. The standard suggestion that's made is there is a Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim Musavim Perek Zayin Alech Chavei. The Rambam writes, V'tzarich levarich b'chol layla. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu Al Sefiras HaOmer Kodem Sheyisbar. So far so good. He says you have to say a bracha before you count. Mane v'lo bireich yatsa. If you counted but you didn't say a bracha, you're yotzei. Ve'eino chozer mevarech. And don't go say the bracha now. You already counted. Too late to say the bracha, right? This is the famous halacha that if someone asks you, it's already nighttime, and they ask you, what night of Sefira is it tonight? And you tell them what night tonight is. Now you're not going to be able to count with the bracha, because if you counted without a bracha, you're already yotze. Now, let me... What? You're still, you're for sure yotze if you count without standing. Even though you're supposed to stand, you're for sure yotze if you count without standing. But we'll get back to the standing in a second. The Rambam says if you count without saying a bracha, you're yotze. Now let me ask you, is there any mitzvah that if you do the mitzvah without saying a bracha that you're not yotze? Other than, let's say, like benching, which is a bracha? Like, is there any mitzvah that, like, if you take lulav without saying a bracha, are you yotze? Yes. If you eat matzah without saying a bracha, are you yotze? Yes. If you put on tefillin without saying a bracha, are you yotze? Yes. I mean, the answer is going to be the same to every one of these questions. Right? Every single mitzvah that you do, even if you don't say a bracha, you're yotze the mitzvah. And guess what? The Rambam doesn't tell us that in all those other places. the Rambam decided to highlight over here by Sfiras Omer that if you count without a bracha, you yotze. Why? Why does he have to highlight it by Sfiras Omer? This is true everywhere that if you count without a bracha, you're yotze. And the suggestion a number of achronim make is based on a gra. That and there are makoros in Rishonim that are even more explicit that to suggest that this yesod might be true, that the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer, the bracha you say on Sfiras HaOmer, is different than the bracha you say on other mitzvahs. The bracha you say on Sfiras HaOmer becomes part of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's not that you have the mitzvah and before you do the mitzvah you say a bracha. It's that the way that we do the mitzvah is a bracha that leads into the mitzvah. It's not that they're two separate entities. It's one entity called a bracha mitzvah. So much so that there are those gaonim, I think, that the Bir Halacha quotes, that have a nusach that when you say the bracha, you say, let's say, what night was last night of Sfira? You remember?
12.
So to say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaMashiach Hashem Tzvos Hashem Al Sfira Somer Sheh Hayom Shnei Masor Yom. Sheh Hayom Sheh. Meaning one sentence. That it goes, it just reads right into that sentence. That it's all one sentence. The bracha is part of the kiyum mitzvah. So based on that, the standard explanation that many of the achronim give is, oh, now I understand why you stand for the bracha. If we have a good source why to stand for the mitzvah, and the bracha becomes part of the mitzvah, so it makes sense that you're going to stand for the bracha, right? Meaning that would make sense if that yisod is true. Here's the problem. There are many, many sources, and we'll mention a couple of them, that tell us that, oh, if by Sfiras HaOmer you have to stand for the bracha, then you should probably stand for every other Birchas HaMitzvah also. Now, if we're trying to say that Sfiras HaOmer is unique, and Sfiras HaOmer, the bracha, is part of the mitzvah, and that's why you stand for the bracha, because it's part of the mitzvah, then that should be unique to Sfiras HaOmer. You shouldn't have to stand for the bracha on tzitzis, and on tefillin, and on every other mitzvah. And yet, the Torah writes in Hilchos Tzitzis, that you should be misatif b'tzitzis mu'umat, you should do the atifa, you should wrap yourself in the tzitzis while you're standing up. And the Beis Yosef quotes, because we learned it from Sfiras HaOmer, it says, Lechem by Sfiras HaOmer, and by Sfiras HaOmer we know, Bekama, Bekoma, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, and therefore, V'yivarech mu'umat. You should say a bracha on tzitzis standing up. Why should I say a bracha on tzitzis standing up? Because I'm doing tzitzis standing up, I'm being misatif, I'm wrapping myself in tzitzis standing up. So you got to say a bracha standing up. But it's all derived from Sfiras HaOmer. It's all learned from Sfiras HaOmer. So Sfiras HaOmer is unique, then why would it apply to tzitzis as well? Tzitzis is not the only place. Hilchos Mila, the Torah writes, v'tzarech levarich mu'umat. How many brachas are there by a bris mila? So the Molel says a bracha, and the Aviyah Ben says a bracha. Both of them are standing at the time they say the bracha. Right, the Molel obviously is standing, because he's doing the mila. It would be difficult for him to do a mila sitting down. Although by Hasidish Rebbe's, I wonder what they do. By Hasidish Rebbe's, the Rebbe is the Sandik and the Mayim. He sits there with the baby on his lap and he does the mila. So I wonder what they do with the bracha. Because the Torah writes, v'tzarech levarich mu'umad. How do I know? Because yalef lachem lachem mei omer. We learn it from Sfiras HaOmer. That we derive it from Sfiras HaOmer. And the Rama writes, ha'av ha'moel kishem evarchem tzrichim lamod. They have to stand up, otherwise it would make a lot more sense for the father to sit down. The father looks like he's going to pass out anyway half the time. So probably better, safer to have him in a chair. Right? But he's always standing. Why is he standing? Because you have to be mevarich mu'umad. Where do I get that from? From Sfiras HaOmer. So I'm leaving that as a kasha. So again, to quickly review what we said. We said that you have to do the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer standing up. How do I know? Because there's a famous drasha. Where is this famous drasha? No one has any idea. But it's a famous drasha that kama, koma, so you got to stand when you do Sfiras HaOmer. And then we added that the Rush says you also have to say the bracha in Sfiras HaOmer standing up. So we asked, where does it say that? They have to do the bracha in Sfiras HaOmer. Where would that come from? So we suggested where it comes from is that Sfiras HaOmer is unique because the bracha is part of the mitzvah. It's not separate from the mitzvah, it's connected to the mitzvah. Then we said, but if that's the case, now I understand why you have to stand for the bracha in Sfiras HaOmer, but that should be only by Sfiras HaOmer. That shouldn't be true by tzitzis, it shouldn't be true by mila, it shouldn't be true by tefillin, it shouldn't be true by any other mitzvah. And yet we apply it in Shulchan Aruch to all these other mitzvahs as well, which brings us back to our original question. where do we get the idea from that the bracha on Sfiras HaOmer has to be said standing up, which we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, but where in the world does that idea come from? Rabbi Yerucham Olshan, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood, has a suggestion of where it comes from. I was very excited about the idea that by Sfiras HaOmer specifically, the bracha is part of the mitzvah. You know, I was excited about that idea that the bracha is part of the mitzvah because when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, what's the halach if you skip a night? You missed a night. Right, so what's the halach of the next day? You count without a bracha. What do most people actually do the next day? Nothing. They just don't count. Like, I'm out. They're done. Right? Meaning, people give, and it makes no sense. Rov Rishonim, most Rishonim say you still are chayiv to count. We really paskin, you still chayiv to count. Out of kavod to the Bahag, we don't say bracha, but we're really, you're chayiv to count. So I was always bothered, like, why do people give up on it when they lose the bracha? But maybe if you say like that, you so that Sfiras HaOmer and the bracha is really one mitzvah, and this really goes together, maybe that could explain the psyche of the Jewish people, even though it's halachically totally incorrect. But you could explain the psyche of the Jewish people in that way. So that's my Dvar Halacha for today, which leaves me